From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says it's now up to lawmakers on Capitol Hill to do something to help the economy.
I am sending this Congress a plan that you should pass right away.
The president speaking at a joint session of Congress, proposing a plan that he says will put more people back to work and more money in the pockets of those who are working. NPR's Mara Liasson says the proposal is aimed at providing a jolt to the U.S. economy.
The president is calling for about $450 billion in tax cuts and infrastructure spending, and he said the specific proposals should have bipartisan support.
Everything in here is the kind of proposal that's been supported by both Democrats and Republicans, including many who sit here tonight. And everything in this bill will be paid for. Everything.
It remains to be seen if Republicans in Congress will pass any of the president's proposals, but Mr. Obama says he plans to campaign for this bill all across the country. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Federal authorities are looking into what's being called specific and credible intelligence that Al-Qaeda may be plotting to carry out car or truck bombings in New York City and the nation's capital in conjunction with this weekend's 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. The head of the FBI's New York division, Janice Fedarchik, says the threat is being taken seriously.
We are treating it as such, and we will continue to do so until we can either verify it as being corroborated or put it to rest.
Extra police are being deployed in New York City and in Washington. Police are looking to tow unattended cars parked in unusual locations. Days of drenching rain from the remnants of Tropical Storm Lee have triggered widespread flooding in parts of the Northeast. That flooding is being blamed for at least 7 deaths. Pennsylvania and New York State have been hardest hit. NPR's Jeff Brady reports tens of thousands of people living along the Susquehanna River had to spend the night away from their homes.
In Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Corbett is asking people in flood-affected areas to conserve water and stay off dangerous roads. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had this warning Thursday for people who live near the Susquehanna River.
This is going to get much worse before it gets better.
The flooding comes to a region already battered by rough weather recently, including Hurricane Irene last month. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Utilities in the Southwest are working to restore power after a massive outage that cut electricity to millions of people in Southern California, Arizona, and Mexico, including all customers of San Diego Gas and Electric. That company's chief operating officer, Mike Nigley, says it will take time to restore service completely.
It could be a slow process, but we're seeing pockets of customers being restored in about 12 or 13 different communities.
The cause of the outage traced to the removal of a piece of monitoring equipment by a worker at a power substation in Arizona. This is NPR News from Washington. Stocks on foreign exchanges are trading lower today ahead of a meeting in France of the finance ministers and central bankers of the world's major industrialized nations, the G7. They'll be considering what, if any, stimulus measures they can take to boost the global economy given the austerity plans in place in many European countries. U.S. stocks faded Thursday after Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke did not hint at another round of stimulus in the U.S. during a speech in Minneapolis. Bernanke said the economy still faces major challenges.
In the absence of adequate demand from the private sector, a substantial fiscal consolidation in the shorter term could add to the headwinds facing economic growth and hiring.
Bernanke said only that the Fed still has what he called a range of tools that could be used to provide monetary stimulus, but he did not go any further than that. The State Department says the United States will veto any attempt by Palestinians to seek statehood in the UN Security Council. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports a UN team appears to have failed to persuade the Palestinians to drop the effort.
State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland is no longer avoiding hypothetical questions when it comes to the Palestinian plans for the UN this month.
If something comes to a vote in the UN Security Council, the U.S. will veto.
She says the only way to Palestinian statehood is through negotiations with Israel. Top U.S. officials were in Ramallah making that case this week, but Palestinians, including former Ambassador Khinkouri, are unimpressed.
It's surprising that they come to dictate, also not providing alternatives. This is what diplomacy is about.
She's in Washington with other Palestinians explaining why they think going to the UN, even for a more symbolic General Assembly vote, would put them in a stronger negotiating position if...
This is NPR News.